Only, look out.
I knew you were coming.
Let me tell you something. The Ron and Dave Show. Good afternoon. I just want to make a quick statement. You know, the 2013 Carolina Panthers took a solid step forward, not only as a team, but as a football organization. I personally learned a lot in the past year about being a GM. I had a lot of help from Mr. Richardson and Danny Morrison. And very frankly, I'm real excited about the future and where we're going. Questions?
Say what you think the off-season priorities are going to be.
Well, the first off-season priority, Joe, very frankly, is the most important thing you have to know. The most important team you have to know is your own. And obviously, we just finished Sunday. And emotionally, we're all trying to get right. And we're going to spend the next 3 to 4 weeks. You know, the coaches are going to be going to the Pro Bowl. I'll be at the Senior Bowl next week. And we're going to spend the next 3 weeks to a month evaluating our team. I mean, there's no, everybody can count. We've got 21 UFAs. We've got RFAs. We got guys that are exclusive rights. I mean, there's no secrets here. And we still are. We are still cap challenged, guys. It's not going away yet. So we have got a lot of decisions to make, and if we don't make fully informed decisions, the biggest mistake you can make is make emotional decisions. We have to make business decisions, and it takes time. I told you a year ago, I believe in collaboration. That's the way we operated this year. Everyone will have their voice. Nothing's going to change. I think we have a pretty good formula. And that's what we're going to be spending the next month doing, Joe. So until then, I'm not going to say definitively who we're signing, who we're not signing, what our strengths are, what our weaknesses are. But that's where we're at.
Not even from a positional standpoint, you're not aware.
No, because, again, it's funny what's very dangerous is your most recent snapshot. That can be really dangerous, and you can't forget that, you know, we played 16 games before Sunday, and you have to view it as a whole. If you're looking at a young player, how much did he progress during the course of the year? You're looking at an older guy, how did he did he lose something at the end of the year? And these are all things that take time. There is no magic to evaluating players on film. There really isn't. You know, I am a self-avowed grinder. You guys know that. Nothing's changed. Nothing will change. So what it comes down to is we need time as a staff to get away from it, away from the disappointment of the loss, and evaluate our team. If we don't know our team, then shame on us.
21, is that in your mind, is that a big number, and has it been, have you been around one
that much? You know, the league's changing. The whole landscape is changed. You don't have spikes in your cap anymore. It's not happening. There's been a natural smoothing out process. So if I'm a 27-year-old player and I think I'm really good and the market's not there for me, I'm going to take the one-year deal. So and every team's in the same situation. There's one team out there that's got 30 UFAs. All right? So what happens is, you know, you've got a class of guys that really become mercenaries. So the 21 number isn't insurmountable. It's not something where I'm saying to myself, you got to be kidding me. No, it's the new NFL. It's what it is. It's part of the new deal moving forward. So, you know, we'll just deal with it.
Dave, you said at training camp, Cam's the franchise quarterback, but now it's time to win. And at 12-4, those wins seem to have come. So the same question, is Cam the franchise quarterback?
Yes. Yes, no 7-second pause was there. Yes, he is. You know,
is there going to be a, I know that you have to evaluate, but is there a hope to lock Cam up for something long-term this offseason?
Jonathan, you know I don't talk contract. These are things you guys have to understand, that I can't work in a vacuum that where you work year to year to year. You can't do it. We have a cap, we're cap challenged. That's not going away anytime soon. So in the next month, we're going to very thoughtfully look at next year, three-year projection, five-year projection. I know that we're only as good as our most recent game. I get that. All right? But the bottom line is, you can't work year to year. You can't do it because there's no way to create continuity in your football team. You have to be able, you have to identify the core and then keep the core. That's what you have to do. So with that being said, do I feel Cam is a franchise quarterback? He proved it this year. He flat proved it. So now it's a matter of moving forward as a group.
Name exactly you can't work year to year. Do you mean, I mean, you had a lot of one-year contract guys, the mercenaries as you referred to, who made big contributions this year. So going forward in the new NFL, do you figure you'll sign a lot of those guys again and hope you get a good year out of them again, or are you saying that your philosophy, you need to change a little bit?
I'm not looking, you know, I don't think anybody wants to constantly have 21 guys flowing through. And I hope that answers your question. I'm not looking for that. What you'd like to do is be able to, you know, as I said to a couple of players last year that we signed to a one-year deal, I looked at them, I said, at some point in time, you're going to be tired of being a gypsy. You're going to be tired of going from team to team to team. So do I want that here? Do I want that? Do I want Ron and the coaching staff to have to deal with 20 new guys every year? No. No. It's not what I'm looking for. You're always going to change the back 7-8 guys of your roster. That's just the way the league is designed. You've got your draft picks coming in. If you drafted right, there's 7 spots right there. So you'd like to do that, be able to, you know you're going to have that turnover at the back end. But at the end of the day, you need to have a core, and because team chemistry is so important. I don't care what anybody says. And I've never been on a winning team that's had bad team chemistry. When I mean winning, I mean a solid, like we just had, 12-4. And we got fortunate with the guys that we brought in. They bought in. They bought into Ron, the coaching staff, and what we were doing as an organization. And because they did that, and because of natural improvement, and because of the darn good coaching staff we have, we finished 12-4 and made the playoffs as the NFC South champion.
Ron, you looked at tape of Sunday's game, or you stayed away. You did look. When did you do it?
Yesterday. kind of in and out through the different meetings I had with the coaches and the players and with Dave. And really, just disappointed in some of the things that happened. And as you go through it and you evaluate it and you break it down, we had some opportunities on both sides of the ball to make something happen, and unfortunately we didn't. Probably the biggest disappointment I had was there were 3 bad penalties we had that we should not have had. We should not have committed. And unfortunately, the situation got the best of us. Well, the headbutt, the shot at Vernon Davis coming across, and then the swing.
How do you explain it?
Unfortunate. Guys lost their cool, lost their temperament, lost their composure, and that's on me. I'm the head coach. I got to make sure that these guys understand the situation, circumstances, and we can't get caught up in that. Apparently it was unfortunate that it happened that way, and it was one-sided, but that's what happens.
The 3 you mentioned were all from the defensive backfield. Did you get the sense afterwards that they had gone out sort of wanting to kind of you know, make
prove
the
something? No, I think what happened was they reacted to the situation and circumstances. You know, I think the one on Mike Mitchell was one of those things that an aggressive player coming downhill and seeing the ball get tipped, you know, lowered his shoulder into the guy and not knowing where the ball was. I thought captains was there's some things that happened prior to the play, and the same thing with Josh. Some things happened prior to the play, you know, and there's a certain point where, you know, you've got to get control. And we didn't.
Coach, can you explain, in your tenure here, 3 years, regular season bye, playoff bye, and the team's 0-4, is there something about the bye week that...
There could be. There could be. We've tried something different after every one. And so maybe there is. It's something that we'll continue to look at and try and evaluate and get correct and get fixed. It's unfortunate that it's happened that way. You know, you'd like to think that you'd come off of it and play better and do some good things, but, you know, that's an unfortunate part, and I've got to find an answer to that.
Dave, you mentioned chemistry, how important that is. One of the players that was key to your chemistry, Jordan Gross, says he can't make a decision until he knows if you guys want him back. Do the Panthers want Jordan Gross back next year?
That's between Jordan and I right now.
Are you meeting with Jordan tomorrow for dinner? He said it on radio. Can you just confirm that you two are meeting, and what may be the crux of that talk?
I'm just hanging out with him and a few of his teammates. We're going to visit on the year. And, you know, I think it was written that, you know, that last year I had dinner with a group of guys, and this is a very informal situation, set of circumstances. I hope he didn't tell you where we're going to be because I don't want to see any of you guys. But I'm going to sit down and ask them and ask them to give me their honest opinion. And I'm going to do it again with a group of other guys. I want to know. You know, and one of the things that I learned from evaluating myself last year is that as the head coach, you don't see everything, you don't hear everything, and people don't tell you what you need to hear sometimes. But last year I was fortunate that I did it a few times. I sat down with these guys and asked them to please open up, and they did. And it was very enlightening. I think it helped me. It helped me to realize some of the things that I've got to improve on, some of the things that we did better, we continue to do. And it was good. And so I'm going to do it again. And I'm going to do it with as many guys as I can this offseason. It was a heck of an experience. And I'm just real appreciative that these players are all very honest.
You mentioned that you learned a lot this year as a first-year general manager. Can you just talk a little bit about how the actual job compared to all those years of wanting to have a job?
Careful what you ask for. There were times things would happen, and I'd look at Brandon and I'd say, and I wanted to be a GM. You know, it's you never stop learning. You know, you just think about it. You know, you go from being the director of pro personnel, and you got three people that, it's five to six people, and now it's, you know, coaching staff, you know, both personnel staffs, and, you know, and Charlie and Steve trying to make sure I don't do anything stupid, and it's a learning curve, but I was really fortunate in that, you know, Ron's easy. He's a good guy, you know, and the staff, you know, you guys saw. I mean, I came in, and no one went out the door, you know, and that made it easy. It made it really easy. They accepted me in my Yankee craziness, and we learned to work together. We talked. I mean, we spent way too much time with each other. 5.5 months in that hotel was not fun, but you know the vision has to keep going this way. You can't do this. You got to keep getting. And I learned from the best. I mean, I had, you know, Ernie, and I learned, you know, from Bill Polian and Bob Ferguson. I just had great. I've had great mentors, rabbis, whatever you want to call them, and I've just been very blessed And I learned a lot of lessons, and fortunately the gaffes that I made this year didn't cost us too much.
What would you consider those gaffes?
Ah, way to jump in there, Jonathan, baby. Woo!
Didn't know you were a
broken. Still.
What's that?
Oh.
Let's just say I didn't make any big ones.
Dave, you just were talking about Ron and how he was easy. Ron said last week that the two of you have developed a nice relationship. What's your philosophy in terms of a coach entering the final year of his contract?
Again, we don't talk about contracts. Okay. I'm not going there.
Anything you can just say about your faith in Ron moving forward?
I have ultimate faith in Ron moving forward. How's that?
How pleased are you with the job he's done, especially this past season?
12-4, NFC South champ. I think I'm pretty pleased.
Do you think that this is a sustainable business model because this franchise has never made the playoffs back-to-back seasons? But like you mentioned, the core will be able, that the level of expectations now that you guys should be in the playoffs every year.
You know, you can't. The goal is to make it sustainable. Okay. Sustained success is what you're looking for. I spoke to the team very briefly yesterday, and I've seen teams jump up and go 10-6, go 11-5, teams that have struggled, and then they drop back down. To answer your question, I don't believe that's going to be us. I really don't believe that. I think that we have challenges, as I've said before, and you guys are probably getting tired of hearing it. We have challenges moving forward. There's no doubt about that. But I will say this, I'd rather be where we are right now than where we were a year ago. I'll say that. So to answer your question, is it sustainable? You know, yes, it is. Am I going to make any predictions? No.
Said you don't see it being one of those teams. Why? What in your mind says you don't feel like it?
I think you've got a good young core. That's why. You know, I think we've got a quality coaching staff. I believe we have both the pro staff and the college scouting staff have shown they know how to evaluate. We have a quarterback, and we've got some good young. You guys, you know, we've had some fun with the hog molly thing. And, you know, we've got some good young hog mollies. And we need some more. Because if nothing else, if you take a look at, you have to, excuse me, you can't be silly enough to not pay attention to who's winning football games. I mean, you know, there's a reason they're winning. And you look at the two NFC teams, and obviously for us to get to the Super Bowl, we got to win the NFC. I think that's a pretty safe statement. I don't think we can jump in and say, no, we want to play the AFC team. You know, and the two NFC teams this year are big, heavy-bodied teams. And we competed with both of them three separate times. So we're getting there, guys. We are getting there.
You have to be vague about players and whatnot. But as far as Jordan goes, do you see that he has, do you feel he has tread left on his tires?
And here's what I'll tell you. We played Sunday, and I need to look at 17 games before I make that statement.
We talk about the heavy-bodied teams. Did the team reflect the vision you thought that they would be when the year started, being a defensive-oriented team that wasn't running well, they ran the football? What was that, the kind of team you envisioned, or did that change over time?
I think that, you know, at the press conference last year, I talked about, you know, offensively, talked about run the ball, play action, and some vertical stuff. And I knew that, I believed, whatever word you want to use, I believe that, you know, the game of football, the basic game of football hasn't changed. Some of the stuff's evolved. But the basic game hasn't changed. Offense scores points. Defense wins championships. It's not going to change, guys. It's not. And where we got to this year was exactly where I'd hoped, what I'd hoped, and what I believe was possible. I know I used the term Pollyanna way back when, and and you know, you guys, you know, jumped on it. You know, we had we had our issues now. We had injuries. We never cried about them. We just kept moving. Things happened. You know, we didn't have the perfect year where every starter played 16 games and we never had an issue. We had our stuff just like everybody else, but everybody just dug their heels in and just kept working and working and working, and we got to 12-4, and we deserved to be there.
Would you say, well, offense, I understand defense wins championships, but like in this last, in the divisional round, every winning team scored at least 23. Don't you need to get a little more firepower offensively?
In other words, you're asking me, would I like to score 30 points a game?
Yeah.
Who wouldn't? But, you know, again, it's a process, Scott. You know, we came in a year ago and we were really challenged. And you can't, Rome wasn't built in a day. It just wasn't. So we're going to continue to work, and, you know, within a month we'll evaluate, we'll see where we're at, and we'll move forward.
Ron, as far as your staff, would you anticipate all three of your coordinators being back?
Yeah, absolutely. I anticipate all my coaches coming back. I really do. As Dave said, I think it's a very good staff. I think we've done some really good things. I think we're learning and growing as a football team. I think, you know, we're going to step back, and as Dave said, we are going to evaluate, and we're going to find out reasons for certain things, and we're going to find out what we do well and get better at it, and things that we need to improve on, we will. You know, we're not satisfied, and it's a huge mistake if we think we're going to show up and be 12-4 again. Believe me, it's up to me to make sure we go forward, get better, and continue to grow. And like I did last year, I did a lot of self-evaluation. I did a lot of evaluation of this team. I got a lot of input from a lot of people, and I'm going to do the same thing. And our coaches will do the same thing as well. You know, we went through a growing period, I think, as a football team. And as I said on Sunday after the game, we learned a lot about who we are as a football team, as an organization, you know, as fans. And again, I believe it's a step in the right direction.
How far away do you think this team is from taking that next step?
Well, I think, again, as we evaluate and look at it, you know, there may be some things that we've got to change and improve on, obviously, and then there's some things we've got to get better at. I don't think we're that far away. Again, as Dave talked about earlier, too, the two teams that are in the NFC Championship game have basically set the model for us. We're very similar in a lot of facets. You know, I think we've come from a little bit further than their circumstances. And it took us a little bit longer to get here, but we're going to continue to work, and we're going to try and get better than they are.
Do you feel like you have to get better specifically?
Well, I think, again, there are some things that we can do defensively. You know, we had opportunities in third down situations in particular games that we've got to get better at. Offensively, for as good as we were in the red zone, we got to make sure we're even better. If you go to, you know, one of the things that I've looked at already and looked at is our third down conversion. Defensively, offensively was very good, and defensively was sporadic. Even though it was good, there are certain games that stood out that we will take a look at as a coaching staff and talk about how we can get better at. And then down in the red zone, offensively, we were good. We really were. Unfortunately, you know, we had a couple of glitches that slowed us down. I do talk about it that, you know, when you get down there, you're better off scoring touchdowns and kicking field goals. In this league, if you expect to win, you've got to score touchdowns. And those will be things that we look at as far as our offense and defenses are concerned.
Look at this defensive backfield, and considering everything that contracts and everything that goes on with it, do you anticipate this defensive backfield looking similar or dissimilar next year than to this year?
Well, it'll be interesting, again, is as we go through the evaluation process. As Dave said, we've got guys that are free agents, and we've got to evaluate those guys and see how they fit. And then there's the draft coming up, obviously, and then there's UFAs throughout the league. So we're going to evaluate it. I mean, I'm very pleased with the way our guys played. I mean, you know, we finished ranked very well in pass coverage or pass defense. I know people say, well, you know, you also led the league in sacks. Yes, we did. But we also led the league in turnover margin as well. You know, we protected the ball pretty well, and we got the ball back from people. So we did some good things defensively, and I think some of our guys that played really well were our defensive backs at times. But, again, we've got to get consistent. We've got a good young group of guys. But, again, we've got to evaluate. That's probably the key word right now is evaluate.
Thanks. You
talk about or evaluate how you felt like this past draft class did that you brought in and what you see in the future draft classes coming?
Well, you know, I don't think that, I don't think it's any secret. I mean, Starr and KK played well. I mean, I told you guys after the draft, you know, after that, after we got KK, that, I mean, I really felt, you know, he was a first-round draft pick. And he came on. I mean, Starr set the bar. I'm sorry, I couldn't help myself. I'm sorry.
He looks out there.
Exactly. But anyhow, Starr set a bar that he continuously met. I mean, he really, to get him with the 14th pick was just, I mean, you guys saw it. I think it took us 23 seconds to get to tell Nyack who we were taking. And KK really came on. It was a little slower process, but our last four games?
Easily.
Last four or five games, he played as well as anybody, and he was a force. So those two guys we're very pleased with. Obviously, KGB, we have no, you know, he's a 2014 draft pick. AJ Klein, you guys saw it. Chase got hurt. AJ comes in. We're playing San Francisco and New England and
New York.
Thanks, New York.
Miami.
He starts those three games. We don't miss a beat. We didn't miss a beat. And he made some big, big plays. Especially in San Francisco, you talk about it. He turns around. First time there in third and shot, he drops a guy for a 2-yard loss. He sacks Kaepernick. I mean, he showed up now. He wasn't just hanging around being the 11th guy and hiding and making sure he didn't screw anything up. I mean, he made plays. So we're really pleased with those three. Kenyon was in a stacked position. You know, you don't get on the field, you don't get a ball in your hands, you can't make anything happen. So it's not his fault. The sin with Kenyon was he was just in a stacked spot. So to answer your question, the three guys that we got on the field, we're real pleased with.
You mentioned that stack spot.
I'm sorry?
You mentioned that stack spot in the backfield. And has the production been there this year, the previous year, to warrant the type of cap space and money that has been given to them? Are you comfortable with that moving forward?
Yes. That was a 6-second pause? No. Yes, I'm comfortable. You know, it is what it is. This is the way we're built. We believe in the running game. It's an old saying, you can never have too many running backs. We're fine.
Hey, on the draft, are you able to say now what the extra pick was you picked up with on the Beeson trade? Which round, I should say.
I know. We got a 7. We got a 7.
You've got one in every round now.
I know the answer to this, but just because of the contractual thing, but we need to ask it specifically. I guess. What's your opinion of Greg Hardy and that situation at this point? How aggressively will you pursue that?
The answer, again, is, right now, we've got to look, Scott. I mean, we've got to evaluate the whole thing and we're cap challenged, and I hate to, and you guys are probably going to walk out of here saying, Dave doesn't want to answer questions. The fact of the matter, it's the truth. It's not going to change this year. So, we've got to sit down and talk over the next month and figure out what we're going to do. And it's not a. I like the position we're in. I know I feel strongly in our evaluation process, and we'll make the best decisions for the Carolina Panthers moving forward that we always do.
When does it look like you're going to get relief on this? I mean, as you look at the
good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, we'll be out of it in 2 years.
Can you envision this team without Harry?
Tom. everybody lets players go. There isn't a team in this league that hasn't let a big dog walk out the door. And don't print that I'm saying he's going to go. I'm just making a statement. There isn't anybody that hasn't done that. But again, there's a whole big thing, puzzle we're putting together. And he's one of the pieces.
How does it feel when one of those big dogs walks out the door, when you see that happen?
Jonathan, the truth of the matter is, everybody's on the outside looking in, okay? So when a team makes a decision to let a big guy, to let a quality player, and not a myth, but a legitimate quality player walk out the door, the first thing you do is you step back and say, what are they doing? Well, the fact of the matter is there's stuff going on behind closed doors that we don't know about. I don't care what team it is. I don't care what sport it is. You don't know all the facts. Unless you know all the facts, all you're doing is speculating. That's all it is pure speculation. So to answer your question, there are times where I just say, that's interesting. And someday, 3, 4, 5 years down the road, I'll get all the information and know why they made the decision they made. But everybody's got their things they got to deal with, and it varies from team to team. And I mean, there's a million reasons why things like that happen, and there's a lot of stories in the dark of night that never get told.
Can you say exactly where you are cap wise? How much you got committed to 2004?
Not going there.
You didn't use it last year. What your overall philosophy on the franchise tag? When you would use it? Why?
It depends upon the specific whatever. Again, because of the way the league's evolving, philosophy changes. I mean, this will be my first time really looking at it, and I'm just going to have to figure it out.
Or either of you, and any scheduled surgeries that you know of right now?
No, not that I know of right now.
And wrap up the next couple minutes, guys.
Vision the team without Steve Smith next year?
It's liquid. It's fluid. Who knows? I may get hit by a bus walking out the door. Charlie may get mad at me and whap! Listen, nobody envisioned me being here. So,
truthfully speaking, when you came in this position, you were, I think, $16 million over the cap, and you've done a great job of trying to alleviate that. Do you ever look at it and say, wow, I mean, what were they doing here before I got here?
Listen, again, I just, the way I'll address that is I would never put myself in a position where I don't know all the facts. They made decisions based on the best information they had. And let me say this right here and right now. All right. Marty Herney has a lot to be proud of. He left us with a hell of a core. Hired this guy, drafted Cam. He's got a lot to be proud of. And when I got the job, I felt it was the best job. Of all the GM jobs, I felt this was the best job. And you know what? I guessed right.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks, Ron.